Country Club FM.
There it is.
It's all about the wrist when you...
Right.
You have to release the wrist. All right. It is the Almanac 833. The Almanac, we will be doing it live from the State Fair. You know, at about this time every weekday, so feel free to come by if you're there that early. If you're an early arriver to the fair, come and see the Almanac live. It's probably about what you would expect it to be, just me sitting there talking into a microphone. It's not really all that exciting, no bells and whistles.
I'll be here, you'll be there.
I'm not taking the bells with me.
You want me to?
I don't know if they allow those. A lot of noisemakers into the state fair, they might be confiscated at the gate, so you'll be able to choose what you want to use.
Okay.
Just no slide whistle, harmonica, none of musical instruments.
No, I understand that.
And we use that term musical instrument pretty lightly when they're in my hands. Loosely. Today is Tuesday, August 22nd, 234th day of the year here in the Almanac. 131 left to go. 1775, things were starting to get messy in the American colonies. In fact, England's King George III, of course, who was taxing the American colonies without representation.
Yes, taxation.
King George III said the American colonies, in fact, he proclaimed that they were in a state of open rebellion.
Whoa.
And the American Revolution, actually, if you look at it, began in 1775. It was actually technically underway before the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
Yes.
Which, in fact, on this date, 1 year later, 1775 is when the Open Rebellion Statement was made by King George. 1776, they started to get pretty serious about trying to put down that rebellion because British forces landed on Long Island, New York. Troops were under the command of General William Howe.
He sent them over here to give us a beatdown, basically.
General William Howe. And they did early on. Howe cleaned the Americans out of New York, retook New York, and then there were some losses there for George Washington and the Americans, but they persevered. And, of course, won our independence eventually. I think we know how the story ends.
Yes, we do.
So it ends pretty well. 1776. How about 1846, United States? We said, you know what, we want that parcel of land in the southwest part of the country. We'll call it New Mexico.
Yep.
It's New Mexico. And the U.S. annexed New Mexico on this date. 1864, the first Geneva Convention treaty. That's the convention and the treaty where you talk about the rules and the laws of war.
Yes.
About taking prisoners and things like that. Representatives of 12 governments met. 1864, this was during the Civil War. So we were fighting our own war here and amongst ourselves and then talking about international things like the International Red Cross and the Geneva Convention. 1864. Have you ever owned a Cadillac, Neil?
No, I have not.
You've ridden in one, though.
Yes.
I have.
I've ridden in a Cadillac. My dad always wanted a Cadillac. Never pulled the trigger on one.
They ride smooth.
Oh, they do.
They are a nice riding car, and the Cadillac Automobile Company was founded 1902 on this date. It wasn't originally under the GM umbrella.
Okay.
It didn't come under the GM umbrella until a few years later.
Okay.
1902, Cadillac formed and founded 1902. Same day, speaking of cars, Teddy Roosevelt, the first president to ride in an automobile.
Nice.
So an historic event there for Teddy Roosevelt. 1951, the Globetrotters were performing, and 75,052 people watched the Harlem Globetrotters perform.
Where was that?
So obviously they weren't at Madison Square Garden or at the Boston Garden.
It had to be an outdoor venue.
It was an outdoor venue, and where did we just talk about them playing outdoor basketball? Do you remember? The 36 Olympics, remember?
Oh,
they played outdoor basketball?
Yeah.
1951, they were playing in Berlin.
Wow.
1951, they were playing in Berlin, the Globetrotters. Well, they're Globetrotters, so why not be in Europe?
That's pretty cool, really. You know, only 6 years from the end of the war.
Right.
And here we are.
Were they playing the Washington Generals?
Well.
Were they playing the Berlin Berliners?
They might have
been
playing
the Germans.
Yeah, the Germans.
1951, 1968, Cynthia Powell Lennon filed for divorce. On the grounds of adultery, she found out that Yoko Ono was hanging out. When she was not at home, Yoko was there with John.
Oh, really?
They were taking pictures of him naked in the bed. You know that? You remember that?
Oh, yeah,
album
that's
cover?
Right.
Oh, boy.
I do.
Cynthia Powell Lennon suing John Lennon for divorce, 1968. That was the beginning of the end of the Beatles, I think.
Yes, it was.
The Yoko Ono thing. In fact, it was a year then after that, 1969, that the Beatles were at John Lennon's home. And Yoko offered them finger sandwiches.
Yes,
just delicious. Nice. Absolutely delicious. Yoko Ono is great at making finger sandwiches.
And lemonade.
They were there for a photo shoot for the Hey Jude album cover. Mm-hmm. So they did the album cover for Hey Jude at John Lennon's home. They were all in the same room. That was the last time that the Beatles would ever be together, all four of them in one room. 1969. How about 1979? I think you know that guy, Robert Plant.
From Led Zeppelin, right?
Led Zeppelin. Sure. They released their final original album. Final album with all original material.
Yes.
1979, In Through the Outdoor. And this song was on that album. I think probably the biggest hit off that album, if I'm not mistaken. 1979, 1984, the last Volkswagen Rabbit. Did you ever own a Volkswagen Rabbit?
Are you joking me?
Well, no, but you own the American equivalent of the Volkswagen Rabbit, the Plymouth Horizon.
Yes,
the Plymouth Horizon or the Dodge Omni was the American equivalent of the Volkswagen Rabbit. Mm-hmm. But the last Volkswagen Rabbit rolled off the assembly line in Stanton, Pennsylvania. In America, they called it the Rabbit. In Europe and elsewhere, it was the Volkswagen Golf. Remember the Volkswagen Golf? It was the exact same car, and they still make the Golf,
yes,
I think, to
do.
This day.
I think they do.
And
yep.
In fact, maybe the Golf was involved in the whole emissions thing. If it was, I know it was the Volkswagen.
Sure.
So that was in 84. 1991, Mikhail Gorbachev, Gorby. He had fled Moscow because there was a hardliners coup. They tried to take over Moscow. Well, he returned. Guess what? It didn't happen. The coup collapsed. And it just happened that he went and purged the men that had tried to oust him. So say hello to the Russian gulag.
Yes.
Men who tried to purge Mikhail Gorbachev.
Not goulash, gulag.
Yes. Well, they serve goulash in the gulag.
There you go.
It's not good goulash either. No. It's not like what you get at the church.
Or what I make.
Yes. I've never had your goulash.
Oh, it's yummy.
Those church potlucks, though. Goulash galore.
Mm-hmm.
Goulash galore. Hey, that'd be a good name for a restaurant. Let's do it right now. Goulash galore. Nothing but goulash.
Because you can make that in several different forms.
All goulash, all the time, and it's got to have a lot of kidney beans. 1999, St. Louis Cardinals slugger Mark McGwire was and is...
Cheater.
He hit two home runs in the Cardinals game against the New York Mets. Became the first player to reach 50 homers in four consecutive games. that would be some
kind
that
would
of a
be
record.
Something.
That'd be a big record. Four consecutive seasons. And again, he had some help.
Yes.
Androstenedione. Would be the technical term for what he was taking.
Yes.
And once again, probably no sniff of the Hall of Fame for that man, unfortunately.
No.
Because he cheated.
Cheated.
1999. Let's move on to some birthdays today. Happy birthday today to Morton Dean.
Good evening from CBS News. This is Newsbreak. The invitations have gone out, and if the U.S. State Department has its way, Egypt and Israel will agree to resume their peace talks soon, probably in Washington.
What a classic news delivery there.
Yes,
Morton
he was
Dean,
good.
CBS News. Yeah. He's 82 today. Yaz is 78. Yaz, the last one to... No, he's not the last one to win the Triple Crown, because what's his name?
Cabrera.
Cabrera. Miggy. Miggy did it, but for the longest time, it was Carl Yastrzemski. He was the...
67.
67, the year they eclipsed the Twins.
You know, two Twins references to that. First of all, he tied in the home run race with Harm. Harm Killebrew also hit 44, I believe, was the number that year.
It's a good number.
And then it would have been unanimous for him as the... as the MVP that year, but somebody voted for Cesar Tovar of the Twins.
Was that because he played all nine positions that year?
I think that was in 69, if I'm not sure, if I'm not mistaken. But Cesar Tovar got one vote. he was a good player.
Right, but not MVP caliber?
No, probably not. But Yaz had
a... Somebody didn't like Yaz.
And then Yaz won the batting crown the next year, too, with like a 301. That was the year they raised the mound. So, it got real difficult to hit.
Denny McClain and those guys dominated that year.
Bob Gibson.
So, Carl Yastrzemski, 78 today.
Eventually, I ran to Minneapolis, where it's cold, and I figured I'd keep better. Now I'm back in Manhattan. New York, this is your last chance.
Valerie Harper, she was Rhoda and will forever be Rhoda. Happy birthday, Valerie Harper, 78 today. She also did the show Valerie, which became Hogan Family when she left.
Oh, sure.
And did you hear that Rhoda's playing quarterback for the Gophers?
Yes,
Rhoda,
I did hear that.
You know, I would think that Carlton the doorman might be a better,
right,
better guy to run
better
the Gopher offense,
caller,
or maybe Phyllis or Murray. But
it's Rhoda.
Yep, Rhoda is going to be, and he's going to be splitting time with the other guy, Croft.
Oh yeah,
of Seals and
Seals
Crofts.
And Crofts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're going to have a little summer breeze, a little makes me feel fine, and then they're going to have Rhoda.
Boy, all of a sudden, I don't like our chances as well as I had.
So that means the family of Nancy Walker, they'll get free tickets because Nancy Walker played Rhoda's mom.
Yeah.
On Rhoda. You remember that?
Yes, we'll see her at the games.
So happy birthday to Val. Bill Parcells is 76 today. Pretty good football coach. He's had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm.
Had, was it one or two Super Bowl titles with the Giants? They won the one, and just the one, right?
I think just one, yeah.
The one where they beat the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
No, but then they won again because then they beat the Buffalo Bills. He was still the coach when they beat
there?
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, no,
Bill,
I should say that.
Bill
yeah.
Parcells, he now works as an analyst for ESPN. He has a similar body type as look-alike.
Yes, they do.
Bill Parcells is 76. Yeah. Speaking of Croft, Steve Croft from 60 Minutes.
Maybe he's the guy.
It's been 2.5 months since Bernard L. Madoff was picked up and charged with what's believed to be the largest financial fraud in history.
Here's a little sample of his voice so you know who he is. That's Steve Croft. I'm Steve Croft. I'm Leslie Stahl. I'm Iron Man. Steve mm-hmm. Croft is 72 today.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling. Tracy, day after day.
That's a big Q song for you.
Love it.
Ron Dante, who is best known as the lead singer of the Archies, Sugar Sugar, but he was also the lead singer of the Cufflinks.
I was going to say, this is not the Archies.
No, it's not the Archies. This is the Cufflinks.
We had this wonder. We had this on 45.
Tracy never let go.
But anyway, you know, he was also in The Detergents, who did Leader of the Laundromat.
Oh, wow.
Which was, you know, kind of a parody song.
Yes.
Leader of the Pack, Leader of the Laundromat by the Shangri-Las was Leader of the Pack. So Ron Dante, still going strong. He's 72.
That's awesome.
What is the likelihood that two of the brunettes that I had a crush on when I was 7 years old would have birthdays on the same day?
Rhoda and
Shirley.
Nice.
Shirley Feeney, happy birthday.
Nobody likes fish sticks anyway. Yes. Well, what about Mrs. Paul? Eh? Explain that to me. And it was not my fault. It certainly was not. And I hope the next box of scooter pies you pork down goes straight to your thighs.
There's Shirley along with her buddy Laverne, Cindy Williams. Now, if only Betty Rubble also had a birthday today, that'd be my trifecta.
Wow, she would be in heaven.
Cindy Williams, happy birthday. Shirley.
She did a great job on that
show.
She
was good. Yeah. I love that when they first made their appearance and she punches out Richie on the Happy Days episode.
Right,
where he's got the popcorn and everything. I said, Laverne, you got a mouth like a sewer. Cindy Williams, 70 today. They called him the igniter.
1-2-3 through the order, and the Indians didn't rally to time. Molitor wouldn't get another at bat. But he takes care of it right there. 39 in a row. How about that? That is
Paul Molitor, 1987. The Twins were on their way to winning the World Series, but Paul Molitor
with the Brewers
had himself a nice little 39-game hitting streak, and that was the last game of that hitting streak against the Cleveland Indians. He hit 39. The next day, he would go hitless.
Ofer.
Our manager. He's the manager of our Twins.
Happy birthday, Molly.
St. Paul native, Creighton-Durham Hall, Minnesota Golden Gophers. 61. There's going to be a decision, regardless of what happens this season. There's going to be a decision as to whether he's going to continue on as the Twins manager.
I'd say bring him back. I think he's done a nice job
this
year.
With this pitching staff,
yeah,
to be where they're at.
I mean, last year I questioned some of the things that I saw, but I give him a lot of credit for what this team has done this year.
Happy birthday, Molly. Paul Molitor, 61.
She said, you don't know it, boy, but you just blew it. And I said, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
He put on a pretty good show, we saw.
Yeah, Bees on the River is where this man was. Less than a month ago, Colin Ray, happy birthday. He's 57. I've got another country artist who is celebrating today. Little Holly Dunn.
Oh,
there
nice.
Goes my heart again. Here comes the hurt back in. You think I've learned by now?
She's 60 today, so wow. A little out of order. Yeah. Colin Ray, 57. Holly Dunn is 60. That Daddy's Hand song that she does, people love it.
Her brother's a pretty prolific songwriter, too. And
what's his name?
Chris Waters.
Chris Waters.
That is his name. There's a lot of songs he's written that you would recognize.
Holly Dunn, no relation to Ronnie Dunn.
No. They spell him the same.
60 today. This guy.
Sean, Sean.
Singer of Tears for Fears, Roland Orzabal. Roland Orzabal is 56. Yeah, they had Head Over Heels and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. This one is Shout. They were just in town. They opened up for Hall & Oates. We went and saw them, and they sounded great. They put on a fantastic show. He is 56 today. Singer Tori Amos is 54. James DeBarge, he was at that huge family, DeBarge. They had their own group, you know. Being in the beat of the rhythm of the night, 54 today. This guy from Modern Family.
Phil Dunphy, yo.
I'm the cool dad. That's my thing.
Let me meet this player.
I'm hip. I surf the web. I text. LOL. Laugh out loud.
People, let's all chillax.
He is Phil Dunphy. He is the father on Modern Family, Ty Burrell. He's as good as they get.
He's pretty good.
50 today for Ty Burrell. Reggae singer, Beanie Man. Not Beanie Baby, but Beanie Man.
Oh, my.
44 today.
Not familiar with his work.
I feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party. With the best of them, and I'm gonna go down to the river.
Have you seen Bridesmaids?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it looks like
heck of a movie, and Kristen Wiig, a big part of that movie. She is 44, gained fame on Saturday Night Live. Good character, funny lady. She was on Saturday Night Live for 7 years, 05 to 2012.
Really? How long?
And she is 44, and James Corden, who's your host of the Late Late Show. Apparently, CBS now has a rule. In order to host that Late Late Show, you have to be from England or the British Isles because they went with Ferguson prior to him. Now they got James Corden, who is 39, and he's pretty funny. He's got a good show. He's got a good following. Happy birthday to him.
All right. We go to the gone but not forgotten composer Josef Strauss. Was born on this day, 1827. He was the son of Johann Strauss.
Not nearly as good as his dad. He couldn't live up to his dad's
Not quite,
billing.
No. His dad was top shelf. 1827. Every now and then we got to throw in a composer for our classical music fans. Author Dorothy Parker, 1893. We have one of my favorite blues men, John Lee Hooker. Was born on this day, 1917. He lived a long career in blues music. Writer Ray Bradbury, ever written or rather read Fahrenheit 451?
Saw the movie.
Or maybe The Martian Chronicles?
Saw the movie.
Okay, Ray Bradbury, born on this day, 1920. He was a member of the Four Freshmen.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Little bubblegummy, little poppy.
Well, I love those vocal groups. They'll take a slow song like that one from Dionne Warwick, and then they'll pep it up for you.
Yeah. There's Bob Flanagan. He was born on this day in 1926 with the Four Freshmen. When Desert Storm broke in 1991, our man who was in charge of the U.S. military operations there was Norman Schwarzkopf.
I'm now going to show you a picture of the luckiest man in Iraq on this particular day. Keep your eye on the crosshairs. Right there.
Yeah, we're looking at the crosshairs right now. Guy on the bridge.
Right through the crosshairs.
He's driving a Volkswagen
and now
Rabbit.
In his rearview mirror.
They're laughing.
Has the guy got blown up or something?
Well, no. Okay. That's when they were showing the precision of our smart bombs. You know, they would go through during Desert Storm.
Yes.
They would go through, and Norman Schwarzkopf would have this press briefing, and he would show the videos of how accurate our missiles and our bombs are.
Sure.
And they had the camera from the jet fighter, and it showed a car on this bridge, past the bridge, and then seconds later, the bridge gets blown up.
Oh, and he saw it in his
room. So he's the luckiest man in Iraq.
Yes. Well, General Norman Schwarzkopf was born on this day in 1934.
Just go back and think of the atmosphere in that room. And he's making them laugh and everything.
Right.
It's war. But that's
how
things changed.
Yeah.
After 9/11.
Well, The Iraquis bit off a little more than they could chew at that point.
They were overmatched.
Yeah, we throttled.
It was a laugher.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's that thing was there were still people that fought out there and put their lives on the line. We're not going to lighten that,
minimize
of course.
That at all.
Not at all.
No.
But it was just a little different atmosphere.
Absolutely. And we still got problems over there. But Schwarzkopf, born on this day, 1934. And if you're an Alice in Chains fan, and I'm not, Lane Staley was born on this day, 1967. He was the front man. Died very young of a drug overdose. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I prefer Vera or Flo in Chains, other than Alice.
Well, there you go.
Not Mel.
No.
But Alice in Chains. Brought to you by, what's this thing brought to you by?
Our sponsor today and every day is Kurt Weers of United Country Realty. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. Thank you for supporting our Bob Almanac. Kurt, we appreciate it.
Put the wraps on this mess here in just minutes. Right now, Mark Chestnut, Total Country, Bob FM.